According to a 2012 report titled Perils and Pitfalls, which was released by the Solidarity Peace Trust and People Against Suffering, Oppression and Poverty, PASOP, before 2009, South Africa was deporting close to 300,000 Zimbabweans per year. The Zimbabwe's political situation in 2009 forced South Africa to halt all deportations to Zimbabwe until lasting political and economic solutions were found. In October 2011, that moratorium was lifted and South Africa resumed its deportations of illegal immigrants from Zimbabwe. As a result, by the end of 2011, close to 8,000 Zimbabweans were deported, followed by an additional 7,000 between January and March this year. The International Organization for Migration estimates that the current monthly average deportation figures are at 1,000. However, human rights organizations have accused South Africa of breaching the country's immigration laws in the process of carrying out the deportations. A recent research carried out by the Lawyers for Human Rights found that many foreign nationals were being deported from South Africa without signing the required notifications of deportation. It also established that the majority of those given the notifications did not understand them. Deportations from the condemned SMG facility in Messina were found to be the most irregular. Kajal Ramjatan Kioch, head of Refugees and Migrants' Rights at the Lawyers for Human Rights, says they found that the South African police are deporting people from that facility without the involvement of immigration officials.
Our major concerns is that despite the legal protections afforded to asylum seekers, refugees and other migrants in South Africa, the detention and deportation of foreign nationals continues to be regularly carried out in an unlawful manner.
The Department of Home Affairs Director General Nkusela Pleni says deportation of asylum seekers and refugees could only happen on very rare occasions.
That is a possibility, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mean if now we deport 100 people, all of them, they are deported, whereas they've got an asylum seeker report.
Zimbabwean national Peter Asiti says Zimbabwean asylum seekers, who are often rejected on the grounds that there is no war in Zimbabwe, are the worst targets of deportation.
We are being taken as economic immigrants in this country, and the actual crisis of politics in Zimbabwe is not considered in South Africa. I don't know whether it's this revolutionary relationship within revolutionary parties or what.
But Apleni says South Africa cannot shoulder all Zimbabwe's problems.
We can say there's a situation in Zimbabwe, but I don't think that situation is at a point that we can say that everybody must come to South Africa illegally. The only thing we are talking about is that we can't have a situation where we say, no, whether people come illegally as South Africa, we must deal with them.
The International Organization for Migration, IOM, is assisting thousands of Zimbabwean deportees with money for food and transport to their homes when the South African authorities dump them at the Beybridge border post. Dr. Eric Ventura, IOM Chief of Mission in Pretoria, notes that South Africa is working very hard to improve on irregularities in its deportation processes.
In the past, what we were seeing is that it was mass deportation. In some cases, people were deported with an asylum seeker certificate, visa, or passport. But at these times, we are seeing that it's fine. We are not seeing these huge numbers. At least South Africa, they are making an extra effort to make sure that the people who are going to deport, they are truly undocumented or in regular situation in South Africa.
However, Kolslovo, a Johannesburg-based independent economic analyst, says the deportation of Zimbabweans is an unnecessary waste of the taxpayers' money since they always come back. In 2010, South Africa spent close to 2 billion rands on immigration controls.
It is a futile exercise. You deport a person in the morning, in the evening the person is back. Tomorrow you deport him again, the following day he's back. So an outdated, backward model, it is not working anywhere in the world.
But Home Affairs Director General Apleni says the government is working flat out to tighten the security on the border between South Africa and Zimbabwe to stop illegal immigrants from coming into the country.
We're already back in the borderline. Government has got the defense back into the borderline so that there are no people who will be able to cross illegally in the borderline.
Nevertheless, The Solidarity, Peace, Trust and PASOP insist that South Africa must start focusing on documentation of foreign nationals than on deporting them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.